This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Controversy swirling around a number of the president-elect's administration picks, including Army National Guard veteran and Fox News host Pete Hegseth to lead the Department of Defense. ABC's Martha Raddatz.
He says throughout his book and in public that the senior leadership at the Pentagon, generals should be fired because they are, quote, woke. He believes the Pentagon has gone too far with diversity and inclusion training, and he has made quite clear he does not think women should be in combat.
And his attorney confirming Hegseth reached a settlement with a woman who accused him of sexual assault in 2017. Russia carried out one of its largest missile attacks in months, launching 120 missiles and 90 drones across Ukraine, the barrage targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Outrage growing at the University of Oregon after a swastika was discovered in a dormitory hall. Jewish students, along with others on campus, condemning the incident as hate speech. This is ABC News. Officials in Harris County, Texas, investigating the discovery of human remains found inside of a home that had suffered significant fire damage in the summer. Harris County Sheriff Sergeant Ben Beale says that the last known sighting of the previous tenant could leave clues as to where the remains came from.
We don't know where those remains came from in the house, if it may have been, you know, part of the tenant returned to the house. Nobody saw him when he returned, or if it may have been somebody else living in the house. But it definitely appears that those remains were there since the fire.
Wrecked homes, towering tidal surges, and hundreds of thousands forced to evacuate after a powerful typhoon swept across the northern Philippines today, the sixth major storm to hit the country in less than a month. In a new book, Pope Francis says the Vatican News Portal is calling for an investigation to determine whether Israel's actions in Gaza constitute genocide. Dave Packer, ABC News.
He's coming.
Surprise! Your table saw broke. Also, the warranty expired weeks ago, so you need to pay for anyone out of pocket.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Oh, and the replacement part you ordered doesn't fit, so it's completely useless.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More people across the country are driving electric vehicles, but Wisconsin lags behind. EVs only make up about 1% of all cars on our roads. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Misconceptions about cost, maintenance, and performance are top of mind for hesitant buyers. But in Wisconsin, where about 30% of the state's population is rural, accessibility is one of the biggest concerns. Jeremiah Brockman with the Wisconsin Electric Vehicle Association thinks it's only partly because rural areas in general are slower to catch on to some trends. He says some areas still don't have enough charging stations.
Part of the problem, too, is you have more farmland in rural areas, and if you spend the entire day out on a farm and you're driving around your, you know, many acres of land, you worry about where you're going to charge your vehicle at that point. And I think that's another hurdle.
Compared to neighboring states, Wisconsin has significantly fewer charging stations. In an effort to help bolster the state's EV infrastructure, Wisconsin passed a law earlier this year to install a network of 65 fast charging stations statewide. The plan is to install them every 50 miles along the interstate system and major highways through next year. Even though the law was Republican-authored in Wisconsin, Brockman says he believes the political divide is another factor in EV ownership hesitation.
Honestly, you know, this is part of a larger national conversation where electric vehicles are kind of being politicized. And, you know, I like to say the benefits are there. It doesn't matter who you voted for last Tuesday. The benefits are there no matter what.
Those benefits include lower fuel and maintenance costs, lower emissions, and potential tax breaks. For Public News Service, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any morning clouds giving way to sunshine with highs in the mid-50s and west winds just a bit on the breezy side. Tonight, mostly clear skies, lows in the upper 20s. More clouds on the way for Monday. High temperatures warming to the mid-50s. Some showers developing. Currently 52 degrees.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will take a look at what happened over the weekend. Don't worry, nothing. Well, yeah, some things are going to happen over the weekend. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Revolutionaries. Oh my gosh, what a day today is. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whenever the hell you're joining us. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to get right to it because I've got a guest that's awesome. He was here before on behalf of the Harris campaign. Now he's here on behalf of himself and whatever the hell he wants to talk about. You know him, you love him. Former national radio show host. He's kind of a big deal. And former Congressman Mr. Joe Walsh. Dude. What's up?
Dude, not a big deal at all. I'm a homeless ex-politician. That's all I am. No. On the losing side.
I know. That sucks, eh?
Yes.
But you know what, though? I've been telling people this for years. Yes, it sucks to be on the losing side, but we're on the right side of history. It's just time that's gonna be the judge of that.
You're right.
But
you're
it
right,
still sucks.
My friend.
It still sucks.
It still sucks. You and I can look each other in the mirror, but like I'm not 40 anymore, and This is going to be a long fight to try to straighten this thing out. And I wish I were 40. I wish I had more energy.
Well, and, you know, I want to talk about what now, but I want to you're so keyed in and tuned into all of this stuff. What the hell happened? What happened?
I'll say it in a nutshell and either agree or disagree with me. I think this entire election was about regular working class people. And a demagogue who brilliantly lied to working class people defeated a political party that has looked down upon and ignored working class people for too long. That's what happened. The liar beat the snobby party, the elitist party. It's a shame.
Yeah, that'll be a tough pill to swallow for some people, I think. You know, and I've heard that, though, from some of the talking heads on, you know, CNN, MSNBC. I think Michael Steele even said that, too. But, you know, it's... That's a biting thing, you know what I mean?
It's a really biting thing. And look, and I love Michael Steele and all the other national Republicans who
He's
were doing
man,
what they
yeah.
could to help her. He's a great guy. I'll be on his show on Saturday morning.
Oh, no
Can't
kidding.
Wait. I love going in there with him. But here, so that's it in broad strokes. But it's still really, really sad because I was out there every day in every battleground state for 3 months, and I heard a lot of Republican and independent support for her, but I also heard a lot of anger. People pissed off of, as you probably did, immigration, crime, the economy, the cost of stuff. And I just had this worry in my head that, like, that anger was going to outweigh whatever she could do in 3 months.
And I've used this analogy a number of times. I think it's kind of, you know, ridiculous that, especially on the border and some of those things, like, They're blaming Kamala Harris. That's the equivalent of here up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, blaming Malik Willis for Jordan Love throwing two picks and losing the game to the Bears. You know? But, right?
That's complicated, Mark. That's complicated because I'm still an Aaron Rodgers fan, and I'm struggling this whole year again.
I feel bad for him. Oh, God.
Don't you?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Like, is he? I guess he's just too old. It's killing me.
I know. I wanted him to go Tom Brady and win a ring. I really did.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Up. Yeah, but I think like
No. It's none of this. None of this is Kamala Harris's fault.
Right.
Outside of what I said, if you're going to blame anybody, I blame a lot of this on freaking Joe Biden.
Yes.
For hanging around too damn long and for being a bitter old guy. Exit the stage. He should have left after 2022, after the midterms. Let there be an open primary. She would have been the favorite. She would have had to have made it through a primary. Would have been a whole different deal.
I think Joe Biden hurt her tremendously.
Big time.
Yeah. And I mean, respect to Joe. What he did in 2020 was, you know, to defeat Donald Trump was incredible. What they did was amazing. And but then I suppose on the other hand, you and I probably could have won that race too because of how hated Donald Trump was. But I think that he did hurt her. He did not, you know, by staying in the race and all of that. I remember I was driving down to Chicago to catch a plane with my family, and we were listening to the debate between Biden and Trump, and I was like, what the hell is happening? Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was painful. It was painful.
Painful. Painful. He let his ego get in the way.
Yes.
He said in 20, I'm going to be the bridge. He's had a successful presidency. And what I don't understand is this. Her losing really hurts his legacy.
Yes.
He really helped enable Trump win. And I got to be honest with you, my friend. It pissed me off seeing the two of them sit in the White House yesterday together.
They did too.
I don't think Trump should have invited them. They shouldn't go to his inauguration. No way.
All the things that were not afforded to Joe Biden, you know, and to hear Donald Trump kind of, I really want this transition to be as smooth as ever has been. You know, it's like, shut up, dude. Like, you know, don't even begin to try to pull that, you know, something I can't say on the radio.
No, you're right. You're totally right. Look, you and I preach the same thing. When you lose an election, accept the results and concede.
Yes.
And that's what Kamala Harris did. That's what Biden did the other day. Trump's still never done that. But then after that, you don't do anything to support who this is. If you really believe, as Biden and Harris said, that he's an authoritarian, he's a threat to democracy, he is. If you really believe that, you can't invite him to the White House. You can't go to his inauguration. No.
Yeah.
If you really believe that.
I didn't even think about that. I was just too pissed off to be remembering all the stuff that Donald Trump tried to pull 4 years ago. And so that's what really made me mad. I didn't even think of that, you know, the other side of that too. But that's true. You know, if he is that authoritarian, the direct threat to democracy, and now he has all three branches completely unchecked. Yeah, what the hell?
It pisses me off. That, you know, there's this guy, Scott Jennings, who's on CNN, and sometimes I'm on with him, and he just pisses me off.
Oh, yeah.
He's become a total Trumper. He made a good point yesterday. He said, look, you were calling this guy a fascist during the campaign. Well, if you think he's a fascist, and Kamala Harris said he was, and I believe he is, then why are you inviting him to the White House?
Yeah.
He's right, if you believe that. Now, Trump didn't do any of that 4 years ago because Trump was just pissed off he lost.
Right.
But
this is a child.
People like you, me, Biden, Harris, we believe Trump is this threat. You can't, like, put your stamp of approval on that. You can't.
No. The thing that, you know, to go back to the what the hell happened, leading up to the election, leading up to that day, I mean, there was doom and gloom that last week. But then all of a sudden, the Iowa poll came out. And I was like, oh, my God. And then Trump is flailing, talking about the election is rigged. And then, you know, poll numbers are slipping, and he's looking like the tired old man. It's like 2020 all over again, you know?
Yes.
And but then I do totally agree that these issues that are there about when you go to the grocery store, it's really expensive. And people do want a secure border. And people do want the government to not spend more than it has. I think you're exactly right. You know,
it's like the I don't care people. This past weekend, I was at a family reunion. Most of my family voted for Trump, and they're not dummies.
Yeah.
But they basically said, Joe, I know he's a bad guy. I know January 6th was bad. I know he thinks he's above the law. But Joe, I mean, I don't care. I mean, come on, man. I want a border. I want my economy. I want blah blah blah. They don't care. And that's I would hear that out on the campaign trail. I don't care. I don't care that Trump's a bad guy, Joe. I know he is. I want boom, boom, boom. I want A, B, C, D, E. And Kamala couldn't overcome that in 3 months.
Do you think there's anything that she would have done differently?
The only thing, and I don't think she could have won with hindsight now, but the only thing she could have done differently in 3 months was from day one when she became the nominee, she should have freaking gotten out there everywhere right away. She should have gone on Joe Rogan 3 months ago. She should have held a news conference with all these media knuckleheads every day. She should have had town halls every day. She should have sat down with Hannity, Tucker Carlson, everybody, and just fired away. What they tried to do, people around her, was protect her, like keep her in this bubble and ride the vibe of joy. And then they waited until like early October to kind of let her out there a little bit. That's the only thing I would have done differently, but I don't know if she would have won with that.
Do you think that was kind of the strategy to, you know, because,
yeah.
I mean, Joe Biden won that race from his basement just about. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of what
totally,
they did 4 years ago.
Right. Totally different deal. You said something really smart. People were just so sick of Trump 4 years ago, and it was COVID, so a totally different environment. She couldn't have done that. Her people, and I knew her campaign people well, they believed that by presenting someone youthful and joyful and we're better than this and Trump so bad, that would win. They just forgot about these issues and how angry people are about those issues.
Yeah. And I mean, and rightfully so. I mean, these issues hurt a lot of people, you know?
Heck yes.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real. And again, this isn't Kamala's fault. This is Biden's fault.
Yeah.
When Biden got elected, he basically opened up the border. He said, I'm going to be the opposite of Trump. Well, after 3.5 years, that bit him in the ass politically.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't really have any, I don't disagree. I think it's interesting to see the direction that the two campaigns went and how shameful Trump was in those final days. We were talking about Kamala Harris is for they, them, and I'm for you and all this. I mean, it's really hateful stuff.
So what saddens me more than anything, and I've been really down, I've been a dark Irishman for 8 days now. What saddens me more than anything is kind of what you just said. I've never seen this in American history where a candidate for president could say anything and it didn't matter.
Right. We got
like
former
that.
Congressman Joe Walsh here. We're going to continue this discussion on the other side of the break and finish up what the heck happened. We'll see you back in a little bit.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's work money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you got to know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What's up, Wisconsin? I feel like that 70s show. Hello, Wisconsin. Here on the Rational Revolution, you got Mark Becker here. We've got former congressman, my friend and yours, Mr. Joe Walsh. We were talking about on the other side of the break, the one thing that really bums you out. We were talking about how, you know, Donald Trump and the division that he was. And I'm sorry I cut you off, but keep that going.
No, this is what just really bums me out. We've never seen this before where a candidate could say anything and it didn't matter.
Yeah.
He could be hateful, cruel, dishonest, ugly, traitorous. But we reached a point where the people who voted for him didn't care. Like, I don't remember that ever before. It's like it doesn't matter what Trump says. He was right a long time ago when he said I could shoot somebody in the middle of New York City and it wouldn't matter. That's a dangerous place to be.
It's a dangerous place to be. And, like, the one thing that – well, there's a lot that really bums me out, too, is, you know, between the hatred – and just the fact that it's what he says is not true. That really, really scathing, biting ad about Kamala Harris is for they, them. The program that he was referring to started during the Trump administration itself.
Yeah.
You know, it was the prisoners having a sex change. And what he was referring to, that only happened twice during the Biden administration, and it was because in those two cases, people were too far along in their transitions. If they would go into a jail or prison, it would be horrifically unsafe for that person. So,
absolute lie.
Yes.
They're eating cats and dogs.
Yes. Oh my God.
Absolute lie. And the other amazing one was, you can send your 12-year-old boy to school, and he'll get a surgical procedure at school, and he'll come home as a 12-year-old girl without your consent.
Yeah.
An absolute lie, but this stuff worked.
You know, and it comes from places that are really dark. You know, you talk about the I call them the minivan Taliban, the Moms for Liberty. You know, the hatred and, you know, the banning books and all of these things, like, dude, this is not a good place to be in as a country.
So I'll go to my grave always feeling guilty because I helped get us here. I helped to radicalize that group and a number of these groups because I was the right wing radio guy for years. And I helped get these people really pissed off and scared. And then they got to Trump, and as you just said, now it's taken them to the darkest, ugliest place ever. And I'll always feel bad about that because I don't know how we rescue a lot of these people.
I got to say this, though, too. This campaign, there were a few people that I followed a lot, and you were one of them because, you know, you came on the show, and I knew who you were from when I was in the Republican Party, and I looked up to you, and I still do. The things that you've done, I mean, you came on my show, you were in people's living rooms, you went on TV, and you showed such immeasurable integrity through this whole thing. You know, like, I appreciate the hell out of you for that. I really, really do.
Again, my friend, I appreciate that. But again, I did this in 20 with Biden, but this is to make up for the divisive SOB I was before I turned on Trump 6 years ago. I mean, we're dangerously divided, and people like me help create it. So I'm trying to do something about it.
What do we learn from this, you know, as a country, as center-right, center-left, middle America? Like, what can we learn from all of this?
I think we can learn a couple things. We can learn that this Republican Party is what it is, and it's never changing.
It's gone.
So all of these gone.
Yep, it's gone.
So all of these national Republicans that I speak to every week, they're finally getting it. My friend Adam Kinzinger finally gets it.
He's wonderful.
He ain't coming back. And I don't think there's going to be a third party.
I don't either.
We all have, you guys like you and me, all of us in this space, we got to make a decision. We're either just like the resistance out there for good, or we become conservative Democrats and help. That the other lesson is the Democratic Party's got to get their freaking act
bring
together.
Back the blue dogs.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the play.
So you think, and we texted each other that, was it that night or the night or the day before, the day after? And I asked you, what do we do? And you said, we got to become Democrats now.
But technically, I think I said we become a Democrat or I move into Portugal or Israel or something.
That's true. Yes, I should have shared the full quote. Yes, right. Correct. That is what you said. But like, I mean,
hey, Mark, you're right. Look, I'm sick of both parties. I wish we had four or five parties, but I just, because MAGA now is that party.
Yes, it's gone.
I think it's gone, and I think. To defeat it, we maybe have to join the Democratic Party and help them get their act together.
One of the things that's been interesting and cool, and I appreciate, is people have reached out to me, like, asking what I'm going to do next. And I've had some conversations with people, like, if I would do something, would I even be welcome in the Democratic Party? And they've all, you know, party officials, everybody, overwhelmingly yes. So I think there is a place for people like you, for people like me. But who can build that coalition in 4 years?
Well, and by the way, Mark, I think you're more important than I am. Like, I'm just a national guy. But, like, I know a guy just like you in Minnesota who's going to do the same thing. And he's a big, well-known Republican in Minnesota. He's where you and I are, and he's going to do it. People like you and him and others in these states, I think, are going to have more influence over other Republicans in this, like you in the state of Wisconsin, making the same move. I don't know. I mean, you know, people like me and Michael Steele and Kinzinger, people like us help. But I think it's local Republicans that got to lead the way who say, MAGA is now the party. I'm over here now.
Okay. I mean, I've gotten this question from a ton of people, you know, and it's, you know, who leads the resistance? You know, is it Gavin Newsom, Mayor Pete, you, Kinzinger? Who leads that group?
Undetermined. What we know is the Democratic Party. Look, every Democrat now understands what you and I just said, what happened to the Democrats. We understood it a while ago. Yeah. They lost touch with working class people. Right. So they're going to have a big food fight. Right, to see who the biggest Democrats are going to be. Let them do that. I think they'll welcome. I think they'll welcome converts like us. They have to. This is a realignment point here in American politics, because Trump didn't just win his base. Trump made inroads with his hate and fear in virtually every constituency.
Yeah, it's been crazy, you know, and kind of looking at all of this stuff and where we go and how, you know, what happens here next. You know, it's something that we're a little nervous about, but
well, you should be. And in the meantime, we've got to fight against everything Trump's doing, like Matt Gaetz and Tulsi Gabbard and every other authoritarian, un-American thing he's going to do these next few months.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Here we're on the Rational Revolution with Congressman Joe Walsh. We're going to talk one more. We got one more segment with him. We're going to talk about what he's doing now, because this is important. And we're going to talk about why Trump is dumb and some of the crazy stuff that he's doing now. And what do the next 4 years look like? We'll be right back.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Controversy swirling around a number of the president-elect's administration picks, including Army National Guard veteran and Fox News host Pete Hegseth to lead the Department of Defense. ABC's Martha Raddatz.
He says throughout his book and in public that the senior leadership at the Pentagon, generals should be fired because they are, quote, woke. He believes the Pentagon has gone too far with diversity and inclusion training, and he has made quite clear he does not think women should be in combat.
And his attorney confirming Hegseth reached a settlement with a woman who accused him of sexual assault in 2017. Russia carried out one of its largest missile attacks in months, launching 120 missiles and 90 drones across Ukraine, the barrage targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Outrage growing at the University of Oregon after a swastika was discovered in a dormitory hall. Jewish students, along with others on campus, condemning the incident as hate speech. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Bucks lose in Charlotte. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks lost to the Hornets 115-114 after Giannis was called for a foul on LaMelo Ball. Later, the referees admitted they'd made a bad call after seeing the video postgame. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought the final play was the ref blowing a call. Where on the final play, there's been an incorrect call made. LaMelo Ball fell. He just fell down. Nobody was near him. Slipped on his own. We come up with the ball, the game's over.
The Bucks are now 4-9. College football, the Badgers had the lead, but lost to number one ranked Oregon, 16-13. Wisconsin unable to finish against Penn State and USC earlier this season.
We've been in these situations, we've been close, and we've played some great teams, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's the top-rated team in the country or whoever, and you got to find ways to finish and win football games, and you know that seems to be eluding us in the most critical moments.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any morning clouds giving way to sunshine with highs in the mid-50s and west winds just a bit on the breezy side. Tonight, mostly clear skies, lows in the upper 20s. More clouds on the way for Monday. High temperatures warming to the mid-50s. Some showers developing. Currently 52 degrees.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else. Right?
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison filmmaker and musician James Runde. And Civic Media host Earl Ingram joins the show to talk about his favorite film noirs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What's up, revolutionaries? You got Mark Becker here on the Rational Revolution talking with former Congressman Joe Walsh. And I really want to tell people about what you're doing right now. And you've been doing this for a while. I have got my Twitter notifications to when you start these live streams. I tune in. I saw you did one today. I wasn't able to watch it. You did one on Israel, and I'm going to watch it after this because I watched a little bit. It seemed freaking fascinating. But talk about the social contract.
Mark, thanks. And it's my podcast every day. We air it live at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock your time, Central, in the morning, a.m. in the morning. And you can watch or download it throughout the day. But I have a conversation every week with somebody I disagree with. And we try to model how to have respectful conversation. Because as you and I said, I didn't always do this. I used to just, man, you're my enemy. I'm going after you. That helped lead to Trump. So I'm trying to make up for that. This one was fascinating. This guy, he's an Israeli. Yep. He lives in Israel. Yep. He's also American. I'm super pro-Israel. He's super pro-Israel. He voted for Trump. I voted for Harris. So we had a conversation. Why? Like, why'd you vote for Trump? Why'd you vote for Harris? It was a really cool conversation. But Mark, we're at this point where we hate the people we disagree with. I don't think we can stay together if this continues.
Yeah. I have this is a preview for folks for next week. I have my five to don'ts of talking politics on Thanksgiving, and one of the to don'ts is don't hate. Don't have hate in your heart, because that's not how you build a coalition and all that stuff.
I was with somebody last night who said, somebody I really respect, and I won't give you his name. He said, I couldn't be a good friend with a big time Trumper. I just couldn't do it. Could you?
That's a great question.
I mean, a really good friend. It's a great question. It made me think.
I think it would, because this is something that's important. And I talked about this last week as well. I think, you know, what I said was my wife is a black woman. We have two children together. One looks just like me, and my daughter just looks just like her. And so, you know,
so the daughter's way prettier. The daughter's
absolutely.
Way prettier.
Oh my God, yes. And so, like, I've been talking about the errors of Donald Trump and the dangers of Donald Trump for 8 years. So I would probably have to have a conversation with my friend, because it's like everything that I have talked about for the last 8 years. You looked at me, you looked at my family, you looked at my gay brother, and you said, "I can, meh." I can overlook that. And so that's overlooking something that my wife can't change. My daughter can't change. My brother can't change. What did you say? I'd like to hear your answer.
I took a pass. I checked it out. But no, Mark, I think about it like this. Like, and I'm not comparing MAGA to the KKK. I'm not, for everybody listening. But could you have a really good friend who was a member of the KKK?
No.
Thank you, and I couldn't either. So MAGA, to me, is an un-American, intolerant, authoritarian movement.
Yes.
And I come from MAGA. Yes. So I'd really struggle. I'd always have a conversation, and I do. Every day I have conversations with MAGA. But it would be a struggle to have a really good friend who fervently believed in that philosophy.
It's interesting because I had a conversation with someone who is, you know, he works in my industry that I'm in outside of this. And he said, you know, because we were talking about how Donald Trump is a huge racist. And he's like, well, how is he a racist? And I said, well, look at the people that support him. And he said, well, you can't control that. And I said, well, two things. Number one, I've done this long enough to know that you absolutely can. But number two. I said, I'll walk down that road with you. Let's say he can't. Okay. But then you step into the Donald Trump, you know, support sphere, in the support room, the tent. And on one hand, you look and you have, you know, white nationalists, neo-Nazis. On the other hand, you look, you have hate groups, LGBT, like hate groups. And you have people who hate Israel. You have people who talk down to women. If I were in a political room and I looked around and saw those people, I'm in the wrong room.
Yeah.
How?
No, I know that. It's a really difficult thing. And again, what I do with the social contract is I'll have a conversation with them. Like I'd sit down and have a conversation with Tucker Carlson. Obviously, I would. but I abhor
him. That'd be fascinating.
I could never be friends with him. I used to know him really well. I could never be friends with him again. But I'd have a conversation with him.
So how does that look for our listeners out there? Because I really do want them to tune in, because what you do is really important. Because, you know, I think you and I are kind of cut from the same cloth, where we're in that world. And people ask me all the time, how do you talk to those people? Why do you do this? Why? And it's like, you're not going to change any hearts and minds by flipping them off, you know? But like, how is the response typically?
Well, and you can change some hearts and minds if you have a respectful conversation with them. And I have over the last number of years, not hundreds of thousands, but definitely some. Every few weeks, I change one. They see the light. All I try to do, Mark, is listen to them and ask them pointed questions and try to get at the truth. Because really, I just want to understand why they think the way they think, even if I don't find any common ground. Because I think if we understand why people who we disagree with think the way they think, we won't hate them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a big gun guy.
Yep.
If you're a gun grabber, I'll hate you unless I know why you feel like you do about guns. Right. And then I won't hate you as much.
Right. And I want to ask you about a couple more things. You've been in... Yet you've been in the lion's den in DC. What are the next 4 years look like? I mean, we've seen like Matt Gaetz. Are you kidding me? Like what? We got to freaking buckle up, dude.
Yeah. I think it's going to be worse than his first 4 years, because he's on a vendetta.
Yeah.
He didn't know what he was doing the first 2 years he got elected.
He's
last
not going to make those mistakes again. Yeah.
Not at all. And he's only got 4 years, even though he laughs about being able to run again. He knows he's only got 4 years. We look at everything he's doing. This is going to be all about revenge. And he's going to try to expand the powers of that office to go after people in this country and around the world he doesn't like. I think we're in for a real scary time.
That sucks. You know, and there was, what was Trey Gowdy was online or was on TV talking about, we should give him a third term, you know, and he'll have the Congress to be able to amend the Constitution.
Gowdy
to give him
said
a third
that?
Term. Yeah. Yeah. I'll send
oh
it to
my
you.
God.
Yeah, he did.
We served together. Good guy. Loved him.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Right. What happened to these people, though? I mean, Joe, what happened to these people?
Well, you know what happened? Where did you see Trey? Was he on Fox News?
Yes, it was on Fox News.
Guaranteed, right?
This season, whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Something big is happening at Hy-Vee. We've just lowered thousands and thousands of prices on thousands and thousands of items in every aisle and in every department. Online, too. and on many of your favorite products. We've even matched prices with some of the biggest discount stores in the country. Because we get it, times are still tough. So we'll continue to work hard to bring you new, lower prices on thousands of items. Things are looking different at Hy-Vee. Come see for yourself.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Are you ready for a career that offers both impact and opportunity? The UW-Madison Police Department is looking for security officers to join our team. You'll be part of a dedicated group of people committed to protecting our Badger community. You'll receive competitive pay, advancement opportunities, and a comprehensive state benefits package. Oh, and did we mention a $4,000 signing bonus? This isn't just a job. It's a meaningful career where every day you'll help keep the UW-Madison campus safe. Take the next step and apply today at joinuwpd.com.
Back at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin and UW-Milwaukee, we get to visit with the head coach of the Badgers, Marissa Mosley. Coach, your team, especially first half in the last game, limited your turnovers, and you had to push at the end of the game. But how do you coach your team through staying aggressive, but also not turning the ball over? And you did well with that in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, that's been a huge kind of focal point for us this season. We want to make sure that we're getting as many opportunities to score the basketball as possible. And last year, we wouldn't even give ourselves a fighting chance at times, just kind of careless and unforced turnovers. So this year so far, we've done a pretty decent job. But you're right, it's got to be that fine line between taking care of the ball, but also executing and sometimes taking some chances.
I want to ask you about Ronnie Porter. I'm watching her the last few games, and she comes in this wide-eyed freshman. She's got a little swagger to her now, but she's got that calm presence. How has her leadership developed? She's always been quieter. Is she getting a little more vocal in the locker room? How is that developing for her?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think, you know, Ronnie has such a huge presence, and that's like an oxymoron, but she really does. I mean, I think she can light up any room that she walks into, and she definitely is more vocal. I think she's continued to understand what to say, when to say it, and also how to manage her own emotions when things aren't maybe going her way. And so I think that she's really starting to understand that, and it's really fun to watch her development.
Again, we're talking with the head coach of the Badgers, Marissa Mosley. One more for you, Coach. The UW-Milwaukee battle every season, they're good games. Your team very dominant in the all-time series, but I know you enjoy the UW-Green Bay-Milwaukee-Marquette matchups, and even for some of these players that aren't from Wisconsin, how do you help them understand these are big opportunities for the group?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we kind of tell them what, today's the biggest game of the season because it's the game we play today. And so whether it's an in-state rival or, you know, whether it's somebody coming that's nationally ranked, we got to make sure that we're playing Wisconsin basketball. And, you know, Kyle's done an excellent job with her team. And obviously as a UW alum, you know, we welcome her back and then we want to give her an L.
That's head coach of the Badgers, Marissa Mosley. We'll get the scout of the Panthers when we come back. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Go Badgers, go Packers, go to McFarland's. Sorry, I got on a roll. But if you want to put points on the board, it's hard to go wrong when you pass, kick, or just run into McFarland's. With tires, hardware, ag machinery, and power equipment sales, parts, and service, chainsaws, snow blowers, RTVs, as well as rental equipment for projects and parties, well, it's a no-brainer touchdown to shop here at McFarland's, 780 Carolina Street, one block south of Highway 12 in Sauk City.
Memorial Day weekend is around the corner, and the weather is perfect for planting. Whether it's tomatoes or cucumbers, petunias or cosmos, you'll find an outstanding selection of vegetable plants and flowers at the Winter Greenhouse. Join many enthusiastic gardeners and get prepared for an inspiring summer by visiting Winter Greenhouse. Visit this Memorial weekend, open 7 days a week from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. 2 miles north of Winter off County Highway W.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
This holiday season, the Richland Locker welcomes you home. Step in for the finest selection of turkeys, hams, savory snacks, hearty sausages, and your favorite beverages. Discover the in-store specials designed to make your deer hunt and Thanksgiving truly unforgettable. And while you're there, visit their holiday section, where tradition meets taste, and let Richland Locker be part of your holiday memories.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Back at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin taking on UW-Milwaukee. Time now to get the scout of the Panthers with assistant coach Fro Jaro. And coach, I want to ask you about Cammie Pepler. She's second team All-Horizon League selection. Watching her play, she does a lot of things. What stands out about number 23 on film?
She's a dynamic guard. You know, she's averaging almost 8 assists per game, double-digit scoring. So she facilitates very, very well for them. She puts a lot of pressure on the defense off the dribble, and she can shoot it as well. So she's like I said, very dynamic and going to be a handful.
When you zoom out and look at this Panther offense on tape, what stands out?
Their guard play, and they have a post presence as well, so they're balanced. They like to attack off the dribble. They can score in a bunch of different ways. But their versatility in the way that they score.
And then finally, Coach, defensively, do they press, man-to-man zone? What are you seeing?
They do a little bit of all that.
Okay, so, right.
Yeah, a little bit of all of it. We'll see. I'm assuming a lot of man-to-man, but they play some zone too, so we're going to see a little bit of everything. How much of what? We'll find out soon.
That's Coach Fro with the scout of UW-Milwaukee. We got the Badger Notebook when we come back. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville.
Apples are in great supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm, and now is the perfect time to visit. Right now, all remaining apples are 20% off, perfect for gifts or family treats. Plus, enjoy fresh apple cider and save room for bakery favorites like the Daily Made Apple Cider Donuts, Take and Bake Pies, and Turnovers. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 until 4, or until the apples are gone. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices, more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Bailey Painting Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Cooking your famous burger or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Basketball fans, Matt's Matt for Brewpub Latte Matzo Pizza here. As much as our badges are a staple to our great state of Wisconsin, Brewpub pizzas are a staple as the in-game meal of choice. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese, made right here in Wisconsin. Each Brewpub pizza is a swish of delish. So stop by your local grocer today and snag one and enjoy two of Wisconsin's favorite things, Badger basketball and Brewpub pizzas, the ingredients for a great time.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Wisconsin and UW-Milwaukee getting ready for an in-state showdown. But before we continue our pregame, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Before we get to the starters and the tip-off, we've got one final thing to do. That is take our spin around the Big Ten. Games that have gone final. Penn State takes care of Monmouth 100-255 at home. 11th make Maryland. No issues with Towson. They win 98-63. And Michigan hosts Oakland and wins 88-42. Games going on right now at halftime. Maybe an upset here. Indiana hosting 24th-ranked Stanford. Indiana up 42-31. At halftime, Minnesota leading at home against SMU 25-22. Games just about to tip off at 2 o'clock. 12th-ranked Ohio State at Belmont down in Nashville, and Iowa is at Drake. 3 o'clock, Washington goes to Montana. 4 o'clock, Michigan State at Western Michigan. And tonight at 6:30, 5th-ranked UCLA has Arkansas. That's our spin around the Big Ten. We'll take one more break, get your starters and the tip-off. Wisconsin hosting UW-Milwaukee. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance. Just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Walsh's Ace is your LED lighting headquarters. LED lighting provides important social benefits, such as higher productivity at work and increased road safety. LED lighting is more effective for school learning and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in all buildings, and on the street. Walsh's Ace can answer all your questions and help you with all your needs for LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your